dealing with the violent security situation still remains a serious challenge in Pakistan. Now, after months of consultations, Pakistani government has finally approved a new national security policy. The 86-page document gives a rare insight into the country's current security problems.
According to the first ever national security policy document, close to 50,000 people were killed in Pakistan. Among them were close to 5,000 personnel of the law enforcement agencies since the country joined the so-called US-led war on terror after 9/11 attacks in 2001.
The document goes on to estimate the total loss to economy in the last 10 years because of terrorism at $78 billion.
Main issue is that how to safeguard the people of our country, the security of our country, and the people who are against the philosophy of our country, who are against the constitution of our country, must be dealt, you know, with an iron hand.
The new policy is approved at a time when government efforts to seek a peace deal with pro-Taliban militants are all but failed. Chairing a special cabinet meeting, the country's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has asked the militants to announce an unconditional ceasefire.
The first option is how to control the situation, insurgency, through surgical operations. So talks have gone in the background now. But even then, the government is ready to hold the talks if the Taliban come on the table unconditionally.
The new policy will be formally announced in the parliament this week. The policy seeks to revamp the National Counter-Terrorism Authority. Under the plan, a Directorate of Internal Security will be established to ensure better coordination among the country's intelligence agencies. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.